Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Good Saturday morning, Northern Nevada. It is live and local with John and Jay right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Good Saturday morning, John.
Did you know the Queen died?
I heard something about this. I have.
I'm sorry. I was a Burning Man, and somebody gave me something to drink, and my last memory is last Saturday. I'm sorry.
You actually went out to Burning Man?
No, I didn't.
I was going to say, man.
But did you see that photo? I just blew my mind. I'm used to Burning Man, but there was this picture of the Exodus. By the way, is the last Burning Man person left Reno so I can talk about this? But there was this picture. There was like...
They're still hanging out at the Walmart in 2nd Street, I think.
Picture taken from above, and there was like 20 lanes of vehicles all packed together moving across the desert. 20 lanes. And wouldn't you know it, the guy in the left lane wanted to exit off to the right.
Well, you know, I mean, 20 lane, you know, I didn't see that picture you're talking about, but I did hear that people were waiting up to like 20 hours or something to get off the playa and to get in because people were coming early. And, you know, we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
That heat wave, like, Sheesh, you know, the fact that people were going out there and having to sit through all that's just insane.
It's every year. And they keep coming back. Oh, that was great. We were hours at traffic. Stuck.
Yeah, just be glad. Just be glad that there was no rain because you cannot even move on the playa. They will not let you if it's raining. You have to stay exactly where you are.
Really?
That's our resident hippie.
Craig?
Craig knows.
No, Craig, have you ever been to Burning Man?
I'm a licensed flagger, so I've been out there directing traffic. I haven't actually attended the festival, but I have directed traffic out there.
Oh, that's the best part, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got some
14
friends.
Hours of doing it, yeah.
I got some friends that work for REMSA.
Yeah.
And they'll go out there specifically just because you get a REMSA pass, you know, for the weekend and stuff. But it's interesting. Like I said last week, I would go if somebody gave me a ticket just for Saturday. I'd go out there, I'd hang out, I'd watch all the crazies, I'd enjoy the burn, and then I'd go home right after the burn's over.
From what I hear, the Queen dying just killed the whole vibe there.
Did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
20 lanes.
God didn't save the Queen.
All right. So how are you?
I'm doing good.
I just turned 40 years old. We're going to talk about that next segment.
Bopping it up over the hill, John.
We have a question for our listeners about Jay and turning 40. That's going to be fun.
How about some news and comment, John? Because hold on. Let's just run down because we do have Aaron Sims for coming in from Senate District 16 today. Yes, he's going to be in. Also, we are going to have Alan from Northern Nevada Coin. He's going to be in here to talk about coins and gold. That should be kind of cool. Also, we've got Luis and Fernando coming in to talk about West Coast Trailers. And they are some of the food truck trailer makers here in Northern Nevada. They're going to talk to us about all the cool things they do.
Yeah, I guess there's a big business in making not so much the food trucks, but the food trailers.
You're right. Yeah. Right. So we're going to see. It should be pretty fun.
Give you ideas.
Yep. Absolutely.
Margarita trailer.
Hey.
Right there. 40th birthday.
Hey, Margarita.
All right. We got local news and comment right now, as we do every Saturday morning at this time. John Potter with Jay Biggs. Okay. Here's the news. A record-breaking heat wave and dry, drought-parched conditions quadrupled the size of the mosquito fire burning due west of Lake Tahoe yesterday. The latest CAL FIRE estimate puts it at 52 square miles, torched in El Dorado and Placer counties. The fire is burning between I-80 and Highway 50 on the west slope of the Sierra. It is still uncontained. It continues to threaten homes. Over 3,600 structures are in its path. It's a real challenge for fire crews burning in difficult terrain like steep canyons where directly attacking the fire is difficult. But cooler temperatures are helping a little bit. CAL FIRE expects to fully contain the fire, surrounding it with a perimeter line by October 15.
Yikes.
Smoke from the uncontained blaze has been blanketing South Tahoe. Tomorrow's Tour de Tahoe bicycle race has been canceled.
It was
canceled last year due to smoke from the Caldor fire, and it was canceled the year before that for COVID. This morning in Reno, the air quality is now, I just checked, moderate. It's a little bit better in the good category for Carson, Minden, Gardnerville at the moment. This morning in Reno, the air quality moderate. It's gradually, though, going to get worse.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking out the studio window right now, looking over towards Costco.
Yeah.
And, it looks like there's like a rain cloud or something between us.
It looks worse than I couldn't really smell it this morning.
I could
certainly
taste
saw
it.
The red blazing. What's that?
Craig I could taste,
taste it.
Yeah, it was. I came out of my apartment.
You're in Carson.
I live in Reno by the Damani Ranch Walmart. But yeah, I could taste it when I came out this morning.
Well,
I tell you, I couldn't miss that huge red blazing globe when the sun came up. That was beautiful but sad at the same time. The Washoe County Health District says air quality will decrease later today into tonight. It could reach the very unhealthy range by Sunday.
Ugh, we're back to that.
The Reno Balloon Race, the Great Reno Balloon Race continues through tomorrow at Rancho San Rafael, featuring the early morning glow show and dawn patrol at 5 a.m., followed by the mass ascension at 7. Remember, there's no parking on either side of North McCarran Boulevard like there used to be. And they close North Sierra Street now until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
So where's the ideal spot now to go and watch? I mean,
here's what I do. I get there at like 4 in the morning because, uh-huh. You know, I'm early morning guy. Park at UNR.
Oh.
And there's a trail. It's really cool.
Oh, it goes underneath. That's right.
Yeah, it goes underneath. But I made the mistake the first time of not having a flashlight, and I was just crawling around. It was a mess. And you got to have a flashlight and follow that little trail, and there you are. A nice walk to San Rafael to see it all. How's it going, buddy? You left the door open again, Jay.
Did I? And I allowed Blake to walk in on an on-air conversation.
By the way, you know, the balloon race is now being billed. This is what they call it. The organizers call it the world's largest free hot air balloon festival. The world's largest.
It should be the biggest little balloon festival.
No, they say flat out it's the biggest in the world. Now, yes, Albuquerque is bigger with about 600 balloons, if you can believe that. But in Albuquerque, they charge $15 for general admission to see the hot air balloons in their park. Theirs is coming up first week of October.
How could we even do that here? I mean, like, you would have to charge $15 to go maybe on Rancho, but, like, you can't control the rest. I mean, like, you can see these balloons anywhere.
Let me tell you, they would get you.
No, they wouldn't. I'm just like...
How about, I don't know, make paid parking $15 everywhere around the place, even UNR. They could do that.
Yeah, they could do that.
Charge for the bus rides, which are now free here.
Dang it, John. Don't give them ideas. Don't give them ideas, man.
I should be in government. That's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of government, it's a job that a lot of people want. 20 people have so far applied to be the next Washoe County Registrar of Voters. The position is now being held by interim registrar Jamie Rodriguez, who will be in charge through the November election. She is reported to have applied for the permanent job. The former registrar, Deanna Spicola, resigned back in June. She said she was being harassed and threatened.
Oh.
Well, folks, first it was taken off the name of a local ski resort. Now the federal government has banned the word squaw from all government geographic spots. There are 650 nationwide and 34 sites in Nevada that use the word squaw. An order last year from the Secretary of the Interior declared the word derogatory.
You know, John, I mean, I'm 25% Cherokee, 50% Paiute. My father was Pyramid Lake Indian. And I'm just blown away by this. I mean, I've never heard one person ever tell me they're offended by that word. I guess, maybe, but.
Well, in its origin, however, folks, you can look this up. Historians say the word squaw is innocent. It's derived from the language of the Algonquian tribes, where squaw, without the W at the end, S-Q-U-A, squaw, meant younger woman. And English settlers in eastern Massachusetts, they learned the word squaw is woman from the Indians in 1621, earliest recorded time where it was used by the white people. Federally recognized names, though, have changed in Washoe County. As I said, we got 34 sites in Nevada with the word squaw in it. As an example, Squaw Valley Reservoir in Gerlach is now Granite Mountain Reservoir.
Wow.
Well, this Secretary of the Interior.
Well, so whoever makes the signs for Nevada or whoever, Silver State Barricade or whoever, I guess they're about to get some good business because they've got to change everything out.
You always look at the bright side. That's what I...
Well, you know...
folks, a big fentanyl bust yesterday thanks to the efforts of a Nevada State Police trooper. Jorge Rivas Vizcarra was going north on Highway 93 north of Ely when the trooper pulled him over for a vehicle equipment violation. A search resulted in the seizure of 56 pounds of suspected fentanyl. That's enough to kill the entire U.S. population. It's got to be. And China. 56 pounds. Fentanyl, estimated street value, close to $4 million.
Wow.
And we just had 6 pounds of meth and heroin confiscated near the Atlantis. That was just a few days ago. 6 pounds.
Well, you know what?
Two guys caught for suspicion of trafficking. Well, you think?
A big thank you, actually, to our law enforcement. They've kept, like, 60 pounds of dope off of our streets?
Speaking of dope, the guy was pulled over for a vehicle equipment violation. Why are these drug traffickers? Not that I'm suggesting they do this. You might want to check the car. Right. This happens time and time again.
Oh, then they'll just get you for not turning your turn signal on to change lanes.
Right. If only. But the lights, not all the lights work or something like that. And I just blows my mind. 56.
Just don't. Pee on start. Right. Well, you know, I got to tell you, these guys are not smart. That's why they're doing the dope.
And finally, it was the start of our high school football season yesterday. Reno High kicked it off with a hard-fought win over Douglas High, 53-7. Other scores from last night, Reed High, 37, over to Monty Ranch, 21. Bishop McNaug took McQueen High, 52-24. Fernley beat Sparks, 48-17. Galena won over Carson High, 27-10. And North Valleys lost to Elko, 44-0. Wolfpack football has a game at Mackey Stadium today. The Pack is hosting a team they have never played before. They are the Incarnate Word Cardinals from a private university in San Antonio, Texas, and they may be the toughest opponent the Pack has played in some time. The Cardinals just beat Southern Illinois 64-29. They are 1-0 this season. The Pack is 2-0. The game at Mackey starts at 2:30 this afternoon, and they say, now we have a new football coach there. He's 1-2 already. If he wins this game today, that'll be the first time in history that a new Wolfpack coach started off with 3 wins.
Oh, nice.
Off the bat. So this is, even though it sounds like, kind of lame, Incarnate Word, that's a big deal. It is. It's a tough, tough team. I'm not even into sports, and I realize the magnitude of this game. Should be great. 2:30 at Mackey.
All right, so should be fun. Okay, well, that's news and comment. Folks, we're going to be right back. We got some more to talk about, of course. Nope, not right now.
Oh, okay.
Yep, good. Nope, not right now. Yeah, I'll let you know. but until then, everything else is good. Folks, we have got, like I said, some stuff lined up here today that's going to be really fun to talk about. But we have got even more to discuss before Rick Canale, our local real estate expert, comes in here at 9:30 in just a little bit on Live and Local right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. We've got to take a look at traffic right now. Traffic brought to you by Ahern Rentals Hardware and Supply, Carson Valley's favorite hardware store, featuring a full selection of Steel, Echo, and Walker equipment. Gear up for fall with your yard necessities and rugged Carhartt clothing. Ahern Rentals Hardware and Supply. Now, taking a look at traffic here, looks like we have no current issues, highways or surface streets are being reported. Now, John, you did say there is a closure.
North Sierra Street, they're going to do the same thing tomorrow morning for the balloons, and it's supposed to reopen at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. All right, so you have that. Also, looks like the only thing I can see within listening range is going to be up there on Highway 36 near Goodrich Creek Bridge. That's going to be up near Susanville. Looks like a large dead or I'm not sure if it's just an animal swerving out of lanes, but hopefully Caltrans will get out there and put the scoops to it soon.
Probably that cat of mine always gets out.
All right, John, what's going on, man?
I got stung by a wasp in the backyard again.
Ah.
I have knocked down about 9 wasps' nests inside my roof gutters, behind the gutters, but there must be one I can't find because they still get me in the backyard when I'm watering. Like, I'm telling them, relax, I'm keeping the plants you like going here, you know? So last week, one got me in the back of the arm. Wasps are not like bees, where they really stick you and they tear off their stinger in you. The wasps, they're hit and run.
Yeah, see,
they have a long stinger, but they just jam it into you and take off.
I think bees are part of the ecosystem. Wasps are just jerks with wings.
They are jerks.
With wings.
Right. My arm was killing me for a day. That was bad. And then on Monday, I'm watering the plants and one comes at me. I close my eyes and it jabs me in the bottom of my eyelid.
What?
Yeah.
Stop.
It hurt. And the next day, my eye, I woke up, it felt like my eye doubled in size. And I look in the mirror and my eyelid is all swollen and it's drooping like halfway down.
Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? Is that what happened?
I thought that you had.
Talking about my life here.
I thought you'd said the wrong thing to Kathy. I thought she finally gave me a right hook.
Could have been that. So anyway, I was horrified. I mean, I didn't know if I Googled what to do. And it said to put an ice pack over it. And I did that. And it seemed to get better. Well, the next day, Wednesday, I had this like Monday through Friday job interview. And my eye is still swollen a bit. So all morning, I have the ice on me. And by the time I go to the interview, it looks like a little swollen, but okay. And I'm thinking, do I tell these people a wasp stung me there? Nah, maybe not. Kathy said it didn't look too bad. So I'm sitting there in the interview with the two guys, and they're staring at my eye. Could it be? They notice it?
Right.
Nah. I won't mention it. I'm going to concentrate on my, spiel. So an hour later, after the interview, I go home, I go into the bathroom, and I look like Marty Feldman in the mirror. I look like Quasimodo from Beauty and the Beast. Just like that.
Wow.
So that was my week. Yours had to be better.
Well, it was a little bit. I had a birthday and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we are going to talk about it a little
bit
later on.
Jay has a question for you folks out there about turning 40. It's a very deep emotional question. And he needs, we all freak out when we hit something like 40 years old. Help Jay out today.
It's a number. I will say I do feel like I'm 30.
Hey, guys.
It's had a great psychological effect on
him. Hey, there's Greg.
Hey, we have a guest in studio down here that would like to wish Jay a happy birthday. Hold on a second.
You do?
Yeah. Hold on. Here we go.
What? Oh, it's your birthday again. Yeah. So what am I supposed to do here? Am I supposed to sing happy birthday to you every time it's your birthday? All right,
yes.
Fine. This is it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right? God. Can a cat just get some sleep around here?
Was that, yeah, that is our general manager. whoever he is.
That's a birthday present.
You know, it's better than you popping out of a cake, John. I'll tell you right now.
Darn it.
I know.
I got to cancel the surprise.
Yeah, I know. You're going to have to. Anyways, that's the 11 o'clock hour. All right, folks, stick around. We've got lots of fun going on this morning, and we're going to kick it all off next with our local real estate expert. He's in the house. We've got Rick Canale, and of course, he's got some Rick's Picks. Yeah, Rick's Picks are headed your way next right here. Stick around on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk at Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. I want to make sure that you join us on Facebook at On Air Conversations, or you can just look up Live and Local with John and Jay. Also, I invite you to listen to our podcast. Get over to 991FMTalk.com. Click the podcast tab, and right there within the end of a show, an hour or so, you're going to see the podcast. You can take it along and listen throughout your week, much like I do.
I got to say, the real estate market's been quite fascinating lately. I mean, I am the slowdown has been surprisingly swift how it's happened. You know, it was hot, hot, hot before. Yes, the interest rates are low. But I think, you know what? I think COVID was kind of a psychological thing where it made people more home-centric. You know, they were home all day. They were working from home. They were going to Lowe's and Home Depot to fix up their home and also looking for new places to live. And now we got the flip-flop here, which is good news for buyers to have more choices and to see those prices come down. So Rick Canale is here for RE/MAX Gold as he updates us on the local real estate market. Hey, Rick.
Hey, John. And how are you guys doing, Jay?
Hey.
And by the way, happy birthday belated.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I feel a year closer to buying a house.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
Well, there's that.
The conditions are getting better for buyers. But let me talk a little bit about the news. Because my topic today is going to be talking about people who are selling their home, but the homes have been on the market for a longer period of time than what they thought, and they consider them stale listings and what they can do to revive them. But before I do that, let's talk about the news.
All right.
Okay. So the housing prices have dropped from June to July, first time in over 3 years, and the largest single monthly drop in over a decade. All right. So, but that's not a gloom and doom statement. That's just a changing, shifting market, like John talked about. The average mortgage rate on a 30-year fixed rate loan is now twice that of what it was in January, which means that the affordability is less than what it used to be. Mm-hmm. So a $400,000 home that costs $1,400 a month now is about $1,900 a month. But prices have come down. The supply has come up slightly, but there's still a shortage of homes. So there's really a limit to how much the prices are going to drop on these homes, okay? And I don't call them dropping. I just call them adjustment because in June, we had a dramatic change, okay? But things that we need to consider are that there is still very high demand of people who need a home to buy. And they're contemplating, what do they buy or do they rent? What's the best way to go about it? Rent costs are going up. They're increasing just like home prices are.
I know.
So is there a real value in owning a home? And we've talked about that in the past, and yes, there are. Okay, but what I want to talk about is this. Because of the confusion in the market today, you know, the inflation is at an all-time high, interest rates are rising, there's tragedy of war raging around us, supply chains continue to be disrupted, the news media has never been so distrusted in the past, so
yeah.
Do you really believe what they're saying? You know, our nation is politically divided, food shortages are around, but I feel it's our responsibility individually to take control and be responsible for our own lives and be prepared for the best that we can for whatever comes our way. I don't believe the government, any government, is going to take care of us regardless of what they promise us. In fact, history shows that the more government gets involved, the worse things get despite their best intentions.
Got that now, right.
Now, I'm not trying to make any political statement here, but these are just facts that we know. Okay, and history's shown this to be true. So as we talk about this and we consider this, we know that homes are still selling and people are still buying, right? And it's slowed down a little bit, but with interest rates at 6%, it's still really good compared to the history of our market. Of course, the affordability we talked about. But let's say that you have a home and you've listed it, right? For some of our listeners out there, and they're saying, gosh, my home hasn't sold. It's been on the market for 30 days, for 40 days, for 50 days, or
like
even
our
longer.
Sales guy, Blake.
Exactly right. And some of these people are really questioning what's going on in the market, right? Why is this not happening? Well, I want to talk to them and everybody about if you're going to sell your home, about the conditions, certain things that you have to do, even if you're already on the market, things that you can do to make it more viable and not so stale as we talk
right.
about it. Okay. And are you over anybody who has faced that type of situation?
I personally, no, but I mean, I can think of ways that I would probably try to make the listing a little bit more palatable.
I can see it. There's this TV show that shows Reno homes for sale, local homes for sale. And you notice that certain houses keep showing up every week on this thing. I'll tell you why. Here my theory is, and my wife and I, by the way, we critique every house on this TV show. It's the granny curtains, and it looks, some of these rooms look like they're straight out of Beetlejuice. Of course it's going to take some I mean, what? Don't give me that look.
No. I haven't completely. I have a side thought of something.
Yeah.
And just cut in here for a quick second.
Oh, shit. How rude.
I know. How rude of me. Do you ever notice, like, on these shows, like, you ever watch, like, HGTV and these people, like, buy and flip homes and stuff? I've always wondered, why do these people always include a trip to Reno in their budget? Because they start going down through the budget and what they're doing with the trip, and there's always that the Reno, and then they put a budget in there for that. Why do they always budget Reno into their?
I don't know.
It's an old going joke.
Agents always want you to paint the walls beige. At least some of these houses could do that.
It's renovation. Renovation budget, but they always say Reno on these shows. Well, for whatever reason, when they list what money they're spending, they always put Reno, and then there's this huge budget next to it. And I'm like, why do these people, when they buy a new house, they always want to spend a bunch of money on coming to Reno? It's like $50,000.
That's a big deal.
Well, I can answer that.
Because, hey, Rick. No.
Because Reno is one of the best places to live.
Absolutely.
Reno, Carson Valley, Carson City, Smith Valley.
I will say we're
area.
Blessed.
We are blessed, okay?
Very.
And so we got some great things. Now, getting back to that topic, in preparing your home, I call it the three Ps. I mean, in selling your home, I call it the three Ps. You got the preparation, you got the pricing, and then you got the promotion, okay?
Right.
And so you have to have a good agent who knows what they're doing when it comes to selling a home.
Like Rick?
Like Rick, exactly right, yeah. But the first point I want to bring about is that if your home's listed and you listed it in June, say the first part of June, the market took a dive about mid-June, okay? So you've got to recognize that there's been a shift, okay? And recognizing that there's been that shift in the market means that you're going to have to look at the comparables now, and you're going to have to see what your competition is. And so you're going to end up, if you're home was priced and you're expecting to get that ride that wave of getting a lot of money for your home, which you still can because you still got great equity, but that's changed. So you're going to have to look at the pricing, okay? And you're going to have to drop your price because 75% of the homes that sold in June, okay, nationwide, have had to drop the prices, all right? So don't let that be a shock. If you have to buy a home, you're selling lower and you're buying lower. Because it's throughout the nation that that's what's happened, okay? And the second thing to do is to really understand what you need to do in order to prepare your home. What conditions do you have to do? And I've got a great report here, okay? This is a 21-page report that I'm going to offer to our audience today for free.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Okay.
They can get it instantly, digitally. And it's called Things to Consider When Selling Your Home, Your House. Okay?
Okay.
And all you have to do is go to rickhassellers.com. All right? Just spelled out RickHassellers, Sellers, rickhassellers.com.
Yeah.
You go in there, you can get this for free. If you don't have access to a computer, call me. I'll send it to you in the mail.
Do you hear that? He's giving it for free.
Alrighty. But so when we talk about what's in this report, okay, it's a 21-page report, and it has some great topics. And some of the topics are, should I sell my home this year? Expert insights on today's sellers. How growing housing market supply means for, you know, what that means for current homeowners. Home price deceleration doesn't mean depreciation. And there's a difference, okay?
Right.
And so there's a lot more topics here in this report, and it's very insightful, all right? These are experts that have come up and gave you some great information. And I believe that when you take control of your life, you really understand what you have to do to make it work for you, all right? You consult with your agent. You go through the process of understanding what you have to do to get your home ready to sell and make changes if it hasn't sold. And keep adjusting throughout the market, because it's an adjusting market continually.
Yeah, all the time.
So I just want to make sure that people understand that these are very important things to do when you sell your home. The days in the market pre-pandemic were at least 90 days, okay, were on the average. When we went through those 2 years where things were like selling like hotcakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put on the market within 2 hours.
10 days, it seems like.
Within 2 hours, you had offers, right?
Yeah.
Coming in multiple offers. Well, that's changed, okay? So don't be concerned about the fluctuation in the market. That's the way real estate is throughout the history. And just understand what you need to do. And if you're a buyer in that situation, know what you have to do to prepare, because people are buying homes these days. And there's some great products out there for loans. And so I just want people to understand that if you have any questions at all about these type of questions that come to your head.
Right.
The only question you have that's dumb is one that you don't ask.
That's my dad taught me that one right there. Dumbest questions, one never asked.
So if you have an agent that you're working with, contact them. If you want to talk with me, I'll make myself available to you. I'll sit down with you for 15 minutes just to help inform you, help understand what's going on.
What's the phone number?
775-790-0574. You can always contact me at rickhassellers.com or rickhasbuyers.com. But I just want people to know that this is a free report, things to consider when selling your house. All right. And I've also got a free report that I put out quarterly. Rick has buyers, okay, for if you're going to buy your home, what you need to do. And it's a report that has some just great insight on what you need to do to prepare yourself. I believe that if people are informed, if they know what they're doing and preparing themselves for that purchase or for that sale, that there are things that you have to do. And when you know what you need to do, the stress level disappears.
All right. That is true.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a hot, hot topic. And you know what? Our next guest in the 10 o'clock hour is a candidate running for Nevada State Senate. And his top issue is housing.
Oh.
Yeah. So
this might be interesting.
Rick, always good to see you.
Did you have a Rick's pick for us?
Thank you for asking. Okay. Because.
Did Sugar Plum, or did that sell?
You know, it reduced in price.
What?
It went from.
You got me wanting to go down there and check this place out, man.
From 520 to 510, 1424 Sugar Maple Avenue, okay? There's a huge $10,000 credit to the buyer at the close of escrow, all right? In addition to that, okay? 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2082 square feet in the Arbor Gardens area, right? It's like walking into Mayberry.
That's what I'm saying. It's beautiful down there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful neighborhood. Detached garage in an alleyway, and a beautiful park in the community, close to Lampy Park, close to the Douglas Community Center, and close to great shopping down
there. Is Gardnerville?
Gardnerville.
As long as it's close to JT's Basque, that's all I care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back here. We got more time on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Let's go ahead and take a look at traffic. John, brought to you by Ahern Rentals Hardware and Supply, the Carson Valley's favorite hardware store, featuring a full selection of steel, Echo, and Walker equipment. Gear up for fall with your yard necessities and rugged Carhartt clothing. Ahern Rentals Hardware and Supply. Make sure you go and check them out.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, as far as traffic goes, we don't have any incidents. Highways or surface streets being reported right now, even over in Northern California. Everything seems to be A-okay. So it's pretty much a nice, quiet Saturday morning. Thank you, Rick. So there we go.
I had to call HP again.
HP?
For help with my laptop.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just talking about NHP, so I was making sure we're on the same page.
That is confusing for somebody like you, I know.
Well, I don't deal with it. I don't deal with toners or cartridges or
anything. Oh, my gosh. It's, you know, that's okay, but dealing with the customer service
in the Philippines.
I called and I said it won't turn on. And the HP service person in the Philippines.
Well, this is what we were talking about with Kevin Reaney last week. It's nice to have someone local. You got to get a local person.
I said, it won't turn on. He says, you press a power button? I said, yes, of course I have. And he goes, well, then check the cord in the back. Is it fully in? And I said, hold on. Let me get a flashlight. And he says, you need a flashlight? And I said, yes, the power's out. Honestly, these customer service people, they just don't have a clue.
John, have you dealt with all this stuff going on outside? We got a lot of noise outside with the repaving that's going on in the parking lot.
Yes, they're repaving everything around us. We're going to be trapped here.
Yeah, right, in asphalt heaven, we're not going to be able to walk across. You're not going to be able to bike across it here in just a little bit. But
well, that's okay, because we can sit here and watch the never-ending coverage of the Queen.
That's okay. The only reason
it isn't.
Well, that's why we're not going to keep talking, because everybody else seems to talk about it.
Okay, I get it. Her life began at the dawn of photography and film. I mean, that's amazing. There's not one life that has been recorded in such detail from birth to death, and she never gave an interview. She was queen for one-third of the existence of the USA. So I think that maybe justifies maybe what? Third of the news coverage?
Hold on a minute. She never gave an interview?
Never gave an interview to a reporter.
It's, hold on. There's a political figure that gave less interviews than Joe Biden? I can't even believe that.
So, that, like I said, justifies, what, a fraction of the coverage. I think it's way, way too much. We fought a war to get away from this being ruled by royalty. Our country was founded on the basis of all men are created equal. We believe in this country that nobody was born better than us, that there are no special people who are born into it and can rule over the rest of the population. It does seem that way with our leaders today. But anyway, you think the death coverage is overboard? Wait till we get to the coronation of Prince Charles. They will drive that into the ground. Anything.
I did laugh really hard yesterday on Facebook. Maybe it's too soon, but somebody had a picture of Charles playing a guitar, and it said the artist formerly known as Prince.
Oh, that's a great meme.
Well, there was another one out there that said, finally, at 74 years old, he gets his first job.
Oh.
More than I want to know. I mean,
but he's King Charles III, John. King Charles III, not Prince Charles.
Yes, and how many times have we seen the grainy black and white footage of the Queen walking around? It's been how many days now? They will drive this story anything, so they don't have to talk about inflation and the big jump in crime. That's what we're dealing with.
I'm still blown away by this non-interview thing. How does somebody come into power and not even talk? How does this happen?
This is forcing me back to Gunsmoke and Everybody Loves Raymond at Home. Ugh. One of my friends from Channel 2 said to me that when the news broke out about the Queen passing away, he goes, can you believe CBS ended their Queen's death coverage way before ABC and NBC did? And I said, yeah, for once, CBS got it right. And I thought about this on Thursday, and I'm going to keep thinking it during the never-ending media coverage. Diana, And what if? And what a wonderful queen she would have been. In my opinion, of course.
Well, you know what? I mean, yeah, maybe so. But it just like everybody else, man, there's people that, let's say, 5-6 years ago, I thought were just gold. And ever since that 2016 election, it's not. I'm sorry, but it's like, you know, just like respect has gone out the window. Like political figures, you know, like I'm a huge wrestling fan, right?
Yeah.
Well, now all these like WWF wrestlers from the past in the 80s that I loved are coming out on social media, and they're just far left nuts. I'm sorry, but I just I don't want to hear it, and I don't care, and it makes me like not even.
I'm just blown away by the media coverage treating the structure of royalty like we should honor this. This is a system of I'm born to be better than you, and people are unequal, and everybody is just falling over themselves. Reporters on TV treating this spectacle like it's something that we should all be honoring, and it just gets me the wrong way.
Anyway, have a great day today.
Yeah, right.
We have a guest coming in coming up next.
Yes,
we're not going to talk about the Queen.
Aaron Sims, Senate District 16. He's going to be in here with us. Don't forget, you can always go and friend us on Facebook, Live and Local with John and Jay at On Air Conversations. And 775-884-9910 is our number if you have any comments or questions. We're going to be back right here, Live and Local on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3.